Welcome. Today is the seventh day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 27, and is written by the Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Dahl Sterling. A worn-out old saying is the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. One may still find much truth in it, though. Looking over the fence is a form of escapism. The belief that we should be able to find a back door away from our challenges and problems without doing due diligence and finishing the race. For some people, this back door becomes their relationship with God. How many Facebook memes have you seen that promise God will miraculously fix your problems, answer all your prayers, or bring deserved wealth your way if you just repost this? There, God is a kind of genie in the lamp. Rub it right, and the genie will fulfill three wishes. In this text, the prophet Amos says no. Nope, no. When we choose a relationship with the living God, we accept God's call along with God's promises. And that call is not to the latest in worship fads, contemporary, traditional, laughing in the spirit, contemplative, Pentecostal, or throwing clams at the sun, or to hyper-generosity as a way to sway God's favor in your direction. The prophet warns that this God thing is real stuff, and that if you think engaging the God of Israel is a cure for everything you don't like and a passkey to the blessings closet, then you're in danger of, in the words of another old saying, leaping from the frying pan into the fire. So, where is the good news? First of all, we are called to justice-seeking and righteousness. Amos hints that in them we will find both God's presence and God's enabling power. When we work for justice and seek to live rightly, we will find our sails filled with the divine breeze of God's Spirit. Jesus hit the ground running in these pursuits. Even as a newborn, He brought together shepherds and kings, the oppressed and the oppressors. He brought them together to the cradle of truth and light. In his teachings, Jesus gave us the blueprint for right living and the essential understanding that we are in this together. As pastor author Rick Warren once wrote, "It's not about you." In this Advent season, may we shoulder afresh and with passion the call of God to the work of bringing in the realm of God for our neighbor, our world, and even ourselves. And may we be healed of the foolish idea that Jesus came only to make me happy rather than to reconcile the world and me to God. Let us pray. O God of redemption, God of the call, and God of exceeding abundant grace, grant in this hour that the scales may fall from our eyes, and we may behold the glorious work you are seeking to do in and through us as members of the body of Christ. Forgive us for turning you into a talisman or a blank check to bring about our personal desires, especially when they are counter to your inbreaking realm. May justice indeed roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. In the name of the Lord of the Advent, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.